This is the first short podcast on Seminar 10, Banking Law, the Banker Customer Relationship. Question one, why might we have thought once upon a time that bankers were trustees, takes us back into the prehistory of banking, when bankers were human beings who met other human beings and convinced the other human beings that they should entrust all their money to bankers. So in the earliest days, when you literally handed over your notes and coin to a banker, you may well have thought that that person was holding that property on trust for you. Later, when bankers start to operate accounts, particularly when we get to checkbooks and those sorts of things much later on, even though banking is still the preserve of the aristocracy, only the very rich, otherwise you have bank accounts. In those circumstances, though, the courts start to accept, and Foley and Hill is the absolute high watermark of this, that bankers are not trustees. So when you deposit your money with a bank, that money becomes the bank's money, and they simply owe you a debt to pay you an equal amount at some point in the future when you demand it. So there we are. So we may have to think about the particular situations we've talked about in previous seminars and sessions in which bankers may become fiduciaries when they're running your investment portfolio, for example. That would be a very different activity from simply holding money in a bank account for you. So it's important that the money becomes the banker's money, and that all you own as a customer really is a debt. There's no property relationship there, it's a purely contractual relationship. Then we have the question about customers' affairs and confidence. We have all of this set out really in Tournier, National Bank and the Union of England, where there are four circumstances in which a banker doesn't have to act in confidence. Otherwise, Gordon Law Justice banks, it's a general duty of confidence owed by a banker to customer. Now, oddly, we would usually think of that as being a fiduciary relationship, but it seems to be part of this ordinary common law contractual relationship in banking law. And the circumstances in which you don't owe a duty of confidence are where disclosure is under compulsion by law, where there's a duty to the public to disclose, where the interests of the bank itself require disclosure, or whether disclosure is made by the express or implied consent of the customer. So there aren't very many cases on that. They were discussed in detail in the lectures, they're on the handouts. What you're being asked to do is to look at the circumstances and just think, do you think that's a situation in which it would be reasonable for a banker to breach their obligations of confidentiality? So there we are. And that, I think, will do for the start. Let's do a separate podcast on the problem questions.